listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. I'm Dave. With me, as always, is the effervescent and delightful.
I am both those things.
Mr. Evan.
I feel like I should be wearing a white suit right now.
I'm going to go with dark suit, and we should be lamenting the oncoming revolution.
Yeah, I will go with you on that. We are down. We're making good on our promise.
I'm making good on the promise. Let's be honest here. Who picks the restaurants 90% of the time here?
I'm very busy.
Yeah, you're busy. You brought this on yourself. You brought your busyness on yourself, so I don't feel bad for you.
I've never said otherwise, but fine. Dave is making good on our promise. Are you happy?
Yeah, a little
big,
bit.
Big baby?
I'm a little bit happier, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you're a petty individual.
Well, anyway. Anytime you admit that you're wrong, it makes me feel good.
I'm very comfortable in how wrong I am on a regular basis. But anyway, we're checking out more suburban places. And we are doing Samba.
Taste of Brazil. Brazil. Actually, you just did the same pose that the mannequin, or the little stencil.
Silhouette. Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I don't have a tambourine, though. That's the problem.
I think we can make that happen.
Probably could.
But
there's a tambourine on the wall over there. Just grab it. There's several tambourines. I actually didn't notice that before. There's several tambourines on the wall.
That's really what your life is missing.
Tambourines, yep. Yes, that is.
But it's a Brazilian place
in
Hopkins, which is a western suburb of Minneapolis. Are you checking us in on Foursquare here?
No, I'm getting a phone call.
Oh,
that can wait.
Okay,
because I didn't recognize the number.
All right, yeah.
And it's a 415 number, which I think is San Francisco, which means that's work, and they can fuck off. So.
Somebody gave out your cell phone number.
Yes, they did.
I don't feel bad.
I'm perfectly capable of telling people to fuck off at work. Yeah. So,
but we are making good on our promise to do more suburban.
Oh, now it's we.
Yeah. You know what? You do contribute a little bit to the show.
Oh,
so
yeah, man.
So I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure you do.
We're both sipping the same drink tonight, which we've never done. I don't think we've ever done that.
We might have.
Maybe a soda. Can you think of an actual like mixed drink where we ordered the same thing?
I don't have a good memory. I could not tell you what I had for lunch on Saturday.
Okay.
So, thinking back more than 3 days is really not in my...
It's a toughie.
...my wheelhouse.
It's a toughie. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. But we're both drinking caipirinhas.
Yes.
Which is a...
We've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
It's the national drink of Brazil.
But it's made a little bit different here.
They do it a little funky in here. And that funkiness, that difference in way that... You know, a difference outside the normal is definitely kind of the theme of this place.
Yeah, because it's a strange menu.
It's a very weird menu, especially for a Brazilian place. Yeah. But.
This caipirinha is made actually with dry sake.
Yes.
Dry sake, crushed lime, and sugar. Now, this is going to be a weird segue, and I don't... No, but bear with me here.
That was me bracing myself.
Well, I'm trying to. I thought about this for a while. Why there was sake in there rather than it's usually rum, right?
It's usually the drink that there the liquor that they actually use for this, it's I believe it's called cachaça. I believe that's pronounced. I just know of it as pinga.
Okay.
Because it's the easiest thing to pronounce.
Sounds kind of dirty, actually.
I think it is. I think it's kind of like a gutter way of saying it.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of the Portuguese version of hooch.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of language. Mm-hmm. But it's a rum-like. It's a sugar-based, it's a sugar cane-based liquor.
Okay.
So, now, it's very rum-like. You'll see it a lot with rum. I've seen it with vodka. But this is the first time I've ever had it with sake.
Right. So, this is a weird segue, but it bear with me. So, I watch a lot of mixed martial arts. Bear with me, okay?
All right, I'm all ready. Right,
so, I'm ready. So, bear with me. And there's the slight Asian influence to Brazil. I'm not quite sure how that migration happened, but you have a lot of fighters that are of either Japanese or Chinese or essentially Asian descent, mm-hmm. that are not necessarily just training in Brazil, but are actually born in Brazil. You know, they speak Portuguese, but they're very clearly of Asian descent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure where that. What happened there?
The only thing I can think of is, and I'm basing this on my knowledge of the history of like the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot of bleed over mm-hmm. from that. But you look at like Jamaica mm-hmm. and Haiti. Not so much Haiti. It's more French. But any of those countries that were colonized by Europe. You know, I'm thinking Jamaica, you know, just for the big one, but I know the Bahamas and Trinidad have this as well, where there was a large...
Spice route? Is that where you're going with it?
No, there was a large influx of Asian, primarily Chinese immigrants. Normally they're to work.
Okay.
Whether they were there voluntarily or not, that, you know, depends on the situation. But I know in Jamaica there is a huge Chinese subculture,
right?
Among the lower classes. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot of Asian influences because of the people that were mm-hmm. brought over to work the fields, or you know, to build things. You know, just any sort of indentured servant. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know. I that'd just be my guess. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. But
that would make sense to me. Maybe we can dive into it at some other time. Just
maybe.
But that's where my thought process went. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing the dry sake as opposed to a rum or whatever in the caipirinha.
The sake is not a... what I've noticed more is less that they're using it in this. I mean, it's really hard to find traditional pinga here in the States. Despite the fact they make a billion, you know, like fucking gallons upon gallons of it over in Brazil, but, you know, you don't see it that often.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, I'm also seeing a lot more cocktails in general using sake.
Right.
As opposed to a rum. I see it more as a replacement for what I call the white people liquors. So vodka, scotch, not scotch so much, because it's not quite as dark as that.
I get what you're saying, though.
But they're using it as a replacement for that, and I don't know why. I don't know if sake has just gotten that much cheaper to get over
readily
here.
Readily available, maybe?
Because
I know walking into liquor stores, you're seeing more more.
A lot more.
You know, and even in the smaller liquor stores,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it might be more of a bottle shop, you know, more of a wine shop.
Yeah,
you're seeing much, much more.
I'm thinking
sake.
Like Serdix and things like that, and you know, Serdix has a sake selection that is probably, I mean, it's as big as any of the non frat boy liquors.
Yeah, that's really what we're missing. I think that might be. You know, I do love sake.
Uh-huh.
Warm, cold, in this, as mm-hmm. you can see, I destroyed that.
I had
a tough day of sitting on my ass.
Yeah, yeah. How many times did you IM me that you were bored?
I got 4 days left at my current job. What do you expect? I'm literally doing not, literally doing nothing.
You need a Netflix subscription.
Like, that's exactly what I need.
I know a way you can get it.
I literally tried to find the end of the internet today.
I know where you can get a cheap Netflix subscription.
Oh, do you?
Yes. 2 weeks free.
On Netflix?
On Netflix. Yeah. No, no. But I'll give you a link. Just okay. bit.ly/fpgflix.
All right.
You get a free 2 week trial.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't even planned to use that plug.
But way to go.
Yeah.
All right.
I get $10 every time someone signs up for that.
Well, I might.
You could even close the account after the trial is up. I still get my $10.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna have any overlap when I move to the new place either, too. So. Yeah.
So there you go.
Alrighty then. Well, either way.
Sorry.
No. But that's going back to the sake thing. I think that's one of those things that I really hope starts to catch on, and is like that next big thing.
You know what I worry though? I agree with you, and I'm all for sake getting more exposure and more knowledge and just general more usage. My worry is that it will become the next absinthe.
Yeah, I can see that.
In that it's super huge.
Yeah.
And everyone becomes an expert for like two months.
Yeah.
And then it just completely dies off.
Right. Now there are some places, and I think this will be one of those, where the place I'm gonna mention is gonna be one of those places that we'll hit up on a Tuesday because it's not open on a Monday.
Bastards.
Bradstreet Craft House.
Yes.
Uses absinthe
in a shit ton of lemons or limes.
Uses absinthe fairly exclusively and in some unique ways.
Mm.
That might be one of those cocktail only shows.
That'd be dangerous.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have a salad. And eight of those.
And liquor.
Salad and liquor.
just thinking of I forget where I was. I was with some people. I was out gallivanting. I have gallivanted on occasion.
You gallivant?
On rare occasion, I do. And this guy had ordered. He ordered a margarita. Okay. And then he said, "And leave the bottle." And the guy was like, "But margaritas come with it." And he goes, "Make a bottle of it and leave it here." Like, that's how much margarita he wanted.
Oh my God.
And the guy came back with, it wasn't so much a bottle as more of a growler. And, which.
Well, it's like the Megarita at Bar Abilene, which we did a show from.
We did, yeah.
Where they've got, it's for four
17
people.
17 ounces.
Slit. Yeah, it's 17. It's like 70.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
No, it's for four people to split. It's like $60.
Yeah.
Granted, it's half off during happy hour, so $30 gets you a long way.
Yeah.
Gets you drunk as hell.
Well, yeah, no shit.
But, God, that sounds good right now.
No.
I need more.
You need more liquor.
I destroyed that.
Yeah, you did.
I just destroyed that drink.
I'm so glad I'm not here and not actually driving me home.
I'm not gonna lie.
So you can crash and die for all I care.
I'm not gonna lie. That was magical for me not to have to come pick you up today. That pretty much made my day. And the fact that I don't have to drive you back to Northeast Minneapolis. Happy birthday to me. You don't even have to give me a present now.
I wasn't gonna get you a present anyway.
You don't even know when my birthday is.
It's April sometime, right?
God, I hate you. Not even close. Not even close.
You're a Taurus, though, aren't you?
No.
No?
You're a terrible friend.
Yeah, I am.
December 18th.
No, that's my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I remembered yours.
Mine's easy to remember.
Well, I can get off scot-free. Exactly.
It's a week before Christmas.
I don't have to buy you a gift, then.
Yes, thank you. You're apparently in the same school of thought as several of my aunts.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, something about that.
Similar bodies, too, so.
Sadly, yes. Yes.
So you, before, as I sat down, and you got here before I did, you started lamenting about,
I'm not lamenting.
Well, you were griping.
I wasn't even griping.
Well, you had topics.
I was talking.
You were speaking aloud.
Yes, I realize how scary that is to you. Like I said, we're in Hopkins.
Yep.
We're actually not far from an old high school chum of ours, where he lives. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
I was more friends with them than you were.
Probably.
You hung
out with a bad crowd.
I did.
A lot of hooliganism.
So I've been to Hopkins a couple times in the last couple months.
Okay.
For various reasons. And we should say something first. We are on Main Street.
Yeah.
But when you say you're on Main Street, mm-hmm. that implies a space yeah. in between Main and Street.
It's a run-on sentence.
No. We're on Main Street Street.
Is it?
It's Main Street is one word.
Then there's Main Half Street behind you.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh my God! I totally want to get a picture of that.
I don't understand it. It confused the hell out of me when I was driving here every time.
But you're easily confused.
Well, anything directional based, I'm easily tormented on.
Mm-hmm.
But that said. We're kind of in this area, a quote-unquote Main Street area, that is very old town, you know.
It's a Main Street.
It's an old school Main Street.
Yeah.
You got all these businesses, all these local businesses.
There should be a parade. This is a parade route.
A parade, yes.
That's not even a joke. The Raspberry Festival parade goes down the street.
The fact that there is a Raspberry Festival.
Yeah. Well, like it's one of those festival towns. It's one of those places that still, you know, even though it's a first ring suburb, it still has those things.
Excellent.
All right. One more. Actually, can I get a Mountain Dew?
Yes.
All right.
I'm good right now. Excellent. No, I mean this area is I love streets like this. Like I love going to like Stillwater, or any of these towns where there's 100 different little local businesses. Like just looking down the street, there's at least 3 antique places, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 3 different vintage and fancy like clothing stores.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple hair salons. There is a video transfer. It's a lot of local little places. Mm-hmm. I love that. This is the kind of thing, like, I parked about 2 blocks away because I didn't see the ramp that's literally across the street.
We're parked next to each other, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I can walk you home.
Yay. But I love walking down these streets. Like, I...
Thank you.
Can
I ask you a question real quick? What is that?
You go for farofa.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the farofa.
Okay.
Manioc or yuca.
Okay.
Grounded and roasted.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You don't know what you do with that?
I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Or you put in the rice and the beans.
Okay.
Or when you cut a piece of meat,
yep.
you dip.
Gotcha.
Okay. And if you don't like it, you put your hand in.
Nice.
That pretty much made my day.
I'm sure. But, you know, I'm a guy who, I didn't get my license till late. Mostly because of you.
Because I was such an, I was a ride.
You were a ride, yeah, exactly. But I just, I didn't get it till I was 18, I would say. And I've owned... In my entire lifetime, I think I've been a car owner for a grand total of about a year.
That's being
generous.
If that.
No, I had the... No, the station wagon lasted 2 winters. I remember
that.
That
was a piece of shit.
It was a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
But it was free, so... Never even paid insurance on it, so it literally was free.
I've never actually been that scared to ride in a car before.
Oh, I've been in your van.
Really? Oh, it's never scary.
Anyway.
There are stains, but yeah.
My point is that I'm a walker.
Mm-hmm.
I like walking around, you know, which, given my shape, is kind of surprising. But I like walking around. And this is total walking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the few times a year I'm down in Shakopee, you know, our hometown,
mm-hmm.
They've got a couple areas like that that are perfect for just walking around in. And I love doing that. And this is totally an area, like, this is the kind of suburb I wouldn't mind moving to.
A very, very small town, but you're not that far from anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's things like, you know, there's a Pizza Hut down the way.
Yeah.
There's a Big Ten down the street, which is fucking awesome.
It's nice little. It's got these nice little touches here,
mm-hmm.
that makes it very inviting to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're big in, and this is one of those things that's definitely a Minnesota centric comment. If you're big into living in the cities, this is would be ideal, you know, because you're not too far from the actual city. Mm-hmm. But you're out in the burbs where you still get that, you know, small town feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you get?
That is cheese, my friend.
Oh, my
that
God. That
is fucking awesome. What I got was called an Escondidino.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the carne seca variety of it. And it's basically a skinless pot pie. Okay. It comes in a large ramekin-like thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe 4 inches in diameter. And the base is essentially shredded beef. It's a dry beef. Mm-hmm. It's a dry barbecue beef. And grilled onions. And then on top of that, you've got a manioc puree. Manioc is another term for like a yucca plant,
mm-hmm.
or a cassava. It's a starchy, kind of like a sweet potato.
Sure.
And so there's kind of, it's essentially kind of a mashed potato base on top of it. And then on top of that is this gorgeous, delicious, almost mozzarella-like cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably, I don't know what animal it has come from. It might be cow, might be buffalo.
Okay.
I can't quite tell. But it's delicious. It's just fucking, this is Brazilian comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at food like this, and you would think that Brazil is an Arctic country, because this is one of those things that, you know, people that need warmth,
yeah.
would come up with.
you don't think equator-ish country.
No, but it is fantastic.
Oh my God.
You got a cornucopia of mm-hmm. various things, including apparently an improvised weapon.
I got the meat plate.
You did. Yes, you did.
I got the beef commercial. What I got is the churrasco plate. They have two churrasco plates. I got the churrasco plate number one, which is a pork loin that was about as well marinated and just delicious as I've ever had a pork loin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for as small of a chop as it was just packed with flavor. It was juicy and just delicious all the way through, cooked perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with rice and beans, which I'm a big fan of just in general. With that, I've also got a beef, kind of a top sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small top sirloin, then a sausage, which I'm saving for last, because that's my favorite part. But what it also came with is like this, and the only way to describe it is it's beef dust. I'm not even kidding you. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to cut off a little piece of steak, and then you're going to dip it in that and try it.
Okay.
Because it's like, it literally tastes like beef dust. But it
which is possibly the least appetizing mm-hmm. description I think we've ever had.
All right, so give me a fork.
All right. So, what is this called now?
I can't even pronounce it. Fiat?
Farofa.
Farofa.
Mm-hmm.
It's taro root.
It's that manioc again.
Okay.
It's that yucca.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
See?
It's wicked. That's good steak, too. Jesus.
I know.
Goddamn.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's very good.
Okay.
Very, very good. Thank you.
Can I get a Mountain Dew as well?
Sure.
Thank you. You know, once upon a time, I was discussing with someone, I forget who it was, probably in college, so probably don't speak to this person anymore,
they more along the lines, they probably don't speak to you.
Well, six of this. We're talking about comparative populations.
Okay.
And I don't know what the population of Brazil is, but it's a lot. It's more than the U.S., it's I believe. It's pretty high up there. If it's not more, then it's very close. And the topic came up that, you know, why aren't certain countries, you know, taking over?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we hear a lot about, you know, the Brazilian rainforest where it has all these resources and it's all this shit. And amongst all of the very heady and, you know, college-like discussion about, you know, colonialism and hegemonies and all that bullshit, was the I brought up the fact that, have you ever eaten Brazilian cooking? And they're like, well, no. It's like, try that, and that's why they've never conquered, because they got nowhere to go but down.
Right.
Yeah, as
it's top of the food chain.
It's top of the food chain. And if you look at the real imperial countries,
mm-hmm.
by and large, their food sucks. You know, or their traditional food sucks. Their the food that they have got. They
give me an example, because I can't
disagree
with you. Okay.
Okay, that's the big one. But you look at classical French, okay, talking pre-Napoleonic, like okay. Country French. Country French cooking is disgusting.
Well, you're wrong, but
okay. I mean, it's like a sheep's head, or it'd be a cow's head, I suppose, given France. Sheep's head, and then or a cow's head with snails in it,
yeah.
And then boiled in rancid wine.
Sounds delicious.
That you've been lied to, my friend.
I've had country style.
Your own tongue, your own taste buds are lying to you. This is disgusting. You know, the only example I couldn't think of was Spain. You know, but I'm gonna chalk that up with just the Spanish are just giving people. And I extend the Portuguese in this as well, because you know.
It's that same area.
It's all around the same area, but they want to give people things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I wouldn't mind being taken over by Spain. You know? I don't know where I went with that, but it was just more the... I've never seen a, you know, with the possible exception of Japan, I've never seen an ethnic cuisine that is so kind of note perfect.
Yeah, from top to bottom.
Yeah, then...
Like... Even the condiment here
mm-hmm.
is top notch.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's about as simple as it gets.
Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that does not like beans.
Right.
You know, and even then, I'll give it a shot. But it's just like the way that they do meat, especially meat. But you know, just good comfort fucking food.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Brazilians got it down.
Yeah, I do.
So between this and Carnival, it's like, if it wasn't for the, you know, oppressive poverty, and
I can look past that.
Yeah.
I'm shallow. I can look past that.
Yeah. I would totally live in Brazil.
Oh my god. This is so good.
I know.
I mean, this is really, really, really good. Like, I'm already to the point where I might order a second one. I haven't even gotten to the sausage yet. Because I know it's going to be good. Anything that looks like that is going to be good.
I agree with you. No, the farofa that you've got,
mm-hmm.
I did have that, and I'm not getting as much of the beef flavor.
If you try it by itself,
mm-hmm.
I can put a little bit on your fork. Believe me, it tastes kind of like a... You remember the old beef jerky that was... Here, dip your fork in there. There you go. Like, they would do, like, not like a chopped beef jerky, but like a beef jerky chew.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
You kind of get that?
Yeah, I do. And it's probably, well, what farofa is, it's a flour.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like a flour grain, like F-L-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Flour. That is toasted. And I'm sure that a lot of that is just the toasting, what brings out those kind of beefy flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But, good God.
You mauled that. Did you even describe what that was?
I did. No, the whole pot pie thing. Man.
Okay. I was too busy destroying mine. Good God almighty. I can't wait to come back out here.
I know.
This will definitely be...
Like I said, I got a buddy of mine who lives not literally, like less than a mile from here.
Lucky bastard.
And I'm gonna swing by here.
Just to spite. Not to visit him.
No. Or just like if I'm going over there, you know, over to his place.
Oh my God. If I were a better friend, I'd give you a bite of the sausage, but I'm not. I simply don't like you enough.
I don't blame you.
Damn. Holy crap.
If I must find something to complain about.
Not enough of it.
Well, besides that. The beef itself that I have in here,
mm-hmm.
It's a little dry, which you expect.
Because it's dried beef.
Because it's dried beef.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they took the pot pie analogy just a little bit farther, maybe put just a little bit of...
A little bit of sauce on there?
A little bit of sauce of some sort.
Your brain might explode.
Just even like a beef stock, just straight, simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a beef stock or really simple gravy or something like that. I would die on this seat. I would just never leave. I would somehow. We're near an outlet, so I could get internet. You know.
Just keep bringing you bowls of that.
Just more.
Keep it coming.
Look like fucking that guy from Monty Python.
Pizza the Hut.
Exactly. No, that wasn't who I was referring to. But
no, I know. Oh my God.
Oh boy, that was pretty wicked. I think I need a cigarette, actually.
I really. If you think about it, the last thing you said to me via IM before we left, we both left work, was, "Jesus, it's out in fucking Hopkins."
It's true.
Was it worth the drive?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me of another. Thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
This is more my... I'm amused by people.
Okay.
I like to consider myself an amateur sociologist.
Very amateur.
Very amateur. People fascinate me in a lot of ways. And one of those things where it is, as far as winters go, it is fairly nice out. Right. It's about 50.
We're to spring.
We're getting into spring weather now. I don't believe we have any snow in our forecast. That was my cue for you to say...
No, it's first rain from here on out, actually.
Excellent. And... But it is the first really proper, like, above 45 day.
It's not quite... We're not quite to shorts weather.
Not quite. But, you know, we've talked about it before, the Minnesotans' tendency to do the hoodie with the shorts.
I actually washed my shorts this week just to make sure they were clean because we're supposed to see 50s this weekend.
I know.
Which is shorts weather. Sorry.
That is shorts weather. No,
When I pick you up next Monday, I half expect to see you in shorts.
I very well... You see, I'm shorts from about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
To about Thanksgiving, if I can do it.
Did we actually... I think we planned it incorrectly. I think we were supposed to go to an Irish place this time.
I don't care.
Neither do I.
No.
Fake holiday.
Yeah. Although this will be my first St. Patrick's Day where I'm not surrounded by stupid college kids. And I'm really looking forward to it.
You and me both.
Because I'll be actually able to sleep like the old man that I am.
I'm not even... You know what? I'm actually probably going to drink, like, Mexican beer when I say Patrick's Day instead of Guinness. I'm probably just gonna get some Coronas and a couple limes and
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to my Lutheran church, just despite the.
Are you?
Yes. I'm Unitarian.
There you go.
I might turn Unitarian for a day, just for grits. But anyway. But similar to the hoodies and shorts.
Okay.
There's another very entertaining Minnesota phenomenon. Son of a bitch. This very entertaining Minnesota phenomenon that is similar to that, but has to do with driving. And it's that first nice afternoon where, and I did this. Like I'm not big into
I know exactly what you're doing, where you're going with this.
I'm not one for the hoodie and shorts because mm-hmm. I don't like long sleeves. But I am one for this where you're driving with the windows down
yeah.
and the coat on.
Okay. That was very good. Thank you. That was very good.
I'm good for it.
I'm good.
Do you want a dessert?
Does it have more beef in it? Is there any desserts with that meat in it? Yeah, we'll take a look at the dessert. Yeah, that's fine. I think the guy that's serving us is the owner.
I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's a family-owned restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, which is awesome.
The fact that he wanted me to use the farofa as a weapon, he wanted me to base.
Thank you very much.
Well, you just brought us a regular menu again.
Well, the desserts are in the back.
I know. I was more concerned that I was going to order more meat.
I think we should split something.
You think so? All right. Holy crap.
I know.
I can't do pineapple. Otherwise, everything else is fair game.
That's a Brigadeiro.
I think you might have to ask him.
I don't know.
It sounds masculine and swashbuckling.
It does.
And yes, I just use swashbuckle as a verb.
Yeah. The mango passion fruit cheesecake is a nice touch. But anyway, okay, this actually reminds me. Okay, let me finish my one thought.
Wow.
You're totally driving at like 60 miles an hour with the windows down because you can, but it's just cold enough where hitting that wind, at, you know, that wind coming at you at 60 miles an hour, it's too fucking cold for that. But God help you, when you slow down enough where you're going to enjoy that weather, it's worth it.
Do you have a sunroof on the Alero?
No, God, no.
Okay, so I've got a sunroof.
See, the car we're looking at, car we'll be getting very shortly, does. So.
What the hell is the, what was the name of the minivan from The Simpsons?
Oh,
something Arrow.
Canyon Arrow.
Canyon Arrow.
Canyon Arrow.
I said
that I knew that.
How is it that they haven't come up with that yet?
It's pretty much the Escalade.
I know.
Canyon Arrow kind of foretold
the Escalade. But actually using the name Canyon Arrow.
I don't think they can at that point because it would make the parody ads too easy.
It'd be like the greatest ever.
Yeah, I suppose. But no, I just, it's so funny because every person I drove by was like that. Heavy coat, windows down.
I actually saw like two or three people actually drive past.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm going to go home like that. And it's going to be absolutely. Even colder then.
Yeah, well, it'll actually work out well for me because I'm driving into the sun at that point.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have the sunglasses on.
Nice.
With the windows down. Crank up the tunes. Right. It's Minnesota summer.
That is the other thing. There's something psychologically satisfying with driving with the windows down and music blaring.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, talk radio blaring.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
That's when I knew it was my father's son, when I was blaring talk radio.
You and me both there. I can't remember the last time I actually listened to music on the radio.
If Heather's driving, we listen to music.
I can't stand most music.
Well, you're just a hateful. Are we?
You said it.
What is the Brigadeiro?
These are Brazilian desserts. This is a small balls of chocolate,
okay,
made with condensed and milk and chocolate, and then the top is sparkling chocolate.
That one.
Yes.
We'll do one of that.
Okay. We're gonna split
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I come six balls.
So excellent.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Are you sure don't want more than two?
Perfect. I'm good with water. Yep.
Okay.
How did my water get all the way over there? Jeez.
I don't know.
The other thing I like about the Brazilian accent, everything sounds cool.
I know. He could have sold me a car. I'm pretty sure he actually just
He might have.
We're actually going home with the Canyonero. Canyonero.
Yes.
Brigadero.
No, there's one of the lyrics is of that song, and I'll have to look up the song, because it's a funny as hell song.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, I don't retain a whole lot of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's things like Everything's Coming Up Milhouse.
Yes.
And Canyonero.
Canyonero.
Yeah. But past that, there's not a whole lot that's retained. But that song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Canyonero.
Well, my favorite line is, and seats 45. That was because that was the whole point of it. It gets like, you know.
Well, so,
it was like 3 gallons to the mile or something.
It was the old
like
George
that.
Carlin bit, the Ford Hemisphere.
Yeah, it was very similar.
It's the only SUV that's shaped to the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, my God. Thank you.
I think there's more sprinkle than non-sprinkle. But, yes, what we're having, if you couldn't hear him, is something called a Brigadario. Brigadero? There's an I in there.
Canyonero.
It's a Canyonero. They're basically chocolate balls that are made with a mix of cocoa and condensed milk. And then they're covered in essentially chocolate donut sprinkles. And you look like you need
milk.
A change.
No, I need a glass of milk.
Wow. That's
I need a toothbrush, an old priest, and a young priest.
Wow. It's basically fudge. It's basically sprinkled fudge.
Like a fudge.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
How's your Weight Watchers diet going?
I think I broke 25 pounds this week.
Very good.
I think.
I just broke my 10-pound mark this week. No, cheers.
Yeah, last one. All right.
Last ones.
It was a good one. Honestly, I think for the price, it's a little steep for what you get.
But now, keep in mind, had we not split it?
Yeah. Okay.
It would have actually been a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is about as rich of a chocolate taste as you're going to get with that condensed milk in there.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty wicked.
For one person, it's perfect and worth the price. For two, this seems a little steep.
I think you mean that backwards.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for two people, it's about right.
Right.
One person's a little steep.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I definitely need a cigarette or something. I don't know.
There's got to be a smoke shop just down the street.
There's
got to
be something. Wouldn't surprise me. But no, it's that was pretty spectacular. But yeah, we should say it's six balls. They're about maybe a nickel in diameter.
Yeah, I mean
about that size. Maybe the 3/4 of an inch.
If you ever played marbles as a kid, keep in mind I grew up in the 1940s.
I was gonna say
with that and played a lot of jacks. You know.
Well, you grew up poor as well.
Hopscotch
and
you know, pick 'em up sticks. But they're about the size of the larger marbles.
The shooters?
The shooters.
Yeah.
There's an actual name for them. But
a shooter?
No, I think there was like a brand name of them.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. Nothing like an Aggie or something.
Something
like that,
yeah. But, you know, a larger marble size. But yep.
But you get six of them for a little under $5.
Yeah.
So it works out to about 75, 80 cents a piece.
Yep.
Which I think is, it's high, but not ridiculous.
Not unreasonable if you think about you're probably paying for something that's slightly larger at like a chocolatier. You're probably paying $2 to $2.50 to.
There's a superhero we need to bring.
The chocolatier.
I'm the chocolatier.
Da-da-da-da.
That's right. I have to believe. Okay. one last thing before we go.
Okay.
The menu. We talked a little bit about the weird menu. In addition to all of the Brazilian stuff they have, and they've got a fair amount of what they list as traditional Brazilian, they've also got some other kind of generic South American stuff.
Black bean soup, black bean stew.
Well, and your churrasco.
There's two different types of that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, South American and Brazilian. Mine was listed as a traditional Brazilian dish, and I've had it a couple other places. They also have a fairly sizable Italian portion.
Yeah, and I have to think that there is going to be a little bit of a Brazilian influence on all those things.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, pasta is just being the starch means rather than
rice.
Exactly.
It's much more noodles. But I mean, it seems like they had a wide selection of various Italian. They had a couple kinds of pepperdelli.
Yep.
They had a beef parmigiana, which looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with beef here is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, there's that.
That's all good.
Oh, perfect.
We're very good.
Are you sure the one I'm going to do more water? Nothing.
We're fine.
Good. Thank you very much.
Calling or
no? No, recording.
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 Sure. No, you're fine. You're fine, man.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Yep. But yeah, it's a really bizarre. But I think what's good about that is, I mean, it makes sense that they would have a menu like that in Hopkins.
Yeah.
In the burbs, because it when you go with, like, I think of things like taking my mom places.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's fairly savvy, but I mean, everyone's got relatives or friends where they're not adventurous.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to see all this stuff they don't know,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I'm not really that into it. Then they can get something they're a little more familiar with. And their kids' menu, I mean, they've got the rice and beans and stuff, but they've also got like mac and cheese and cheeseburgers.
They've got safe options.
Yeah. So this would be a good place to bring family, to bring to where you can have something really awesome and share it with people. I mean, that's really why I see them doing that, is you get people that are into this kind of food or at least willing to experiment, and the portions are good enough where you don't mind sharing it with other mm-hmm. with people you're with.
I think it knows its clientele very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have the adventurous eaters, but the other thing is if you put a place like this in Uptown, it's going to be so busy that they're not going to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
You know, because I know that in reading the reviews on this place,
mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, and, you know, Sunday mornings, they're unbelievably busy.
Oh, I bet you their breakfast is fucking fantastic.
Oh, God. There's an idea.
Yeah. Well, but I think of, like, Chimborazo.
Yeah.
Which, a much smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
I would say fairly comparable in quality. If I had to choose between two, I'd pick this place.
Yeah,
I think that's more because I'm much more Brazilian. I think Chimborazo is Ecuadorian.
Sounds right.
That sounds right. So it's a little bit different.
It was so hot when we were there. I think I blacked out.
Probably. But that does well.
Yeah.
But that's I think such a small place. If you had a really good. You know, I look at things like Fogo may be a bad example because it's much more of a chain.
Yeah.
It's much more, that's downtown dining. That's downtown tourist dining.
Yeah. That's, you know, and especially where it's positioned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's on Hennepin Avenue. It's right by Block E.
Yep.
Not that Block E is a whole lot to stick at this point.
No.
They
don't even have a Hooters, for God's sakes.
Well, Applebee's closed today, too.
Today? Really?
Yeah, it actually closed today.
If you can't keep an Applebee's open, that's impressive.
Which basically means the only thing that's left in that building...
Is the theater
and Shout House and...
Cold Stone,
and then there's like a Mexican place in there.
Yeah, there's a Baja Sol.
Yeah.
Or a Taco El Sol or
way
something.
To go, Minneapolis City planners. Way to go.
Well, I think it... That is a discussion for a different show.
Well, yeah.
Maybe when we do Brad Street, because Brad Street's not that far.
601 Graves, yeah.
Yeah, 601 Graves, yeah.
But right in that same neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe we'll save that discussion for when we do that.
I think that's going to be one of those summertime shows, because we'll do... What I'm planning is, like, us doing 7 Sushi, which is downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah,
it gets
nice
out, because they've got a rooftop deck.
Nice.
And they do all-you-can-eat sushi for $30. Yeah. Yeah. Dominate.
Wow.
Dominate, divide, and conquer. I mean, and not just like we've only got one or two rolls that are on this. They've got like 15, 16 things to choose from.
Oh, damn.
Exactly. And it's damn good sushi.
Bring it.
Yeah, yeah. I will be done.
That's right.
Destroy.
But, no, this is one of those places that, and I felt the same way with Delicious Bakery.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I just hope it does well.
This has been in business for a while now.
Oh, has it?
They're either past year or they're coming up on a year.
Okay. It's not a long, long time.
Not a long, long time. But they've got a following. It's closer than what Delicious was. It's more visible.
Delicious was kind of a...
It's a bit more visible than what Delicious was. It's much more attractive to look at than Delicious was. I mean, Delicious still looked like a Dunn Brothers.
Yeah. No, you know, I will give you that.
They've got a huge wine list here.
They do.
They've got mixed drinks and a decent amount of mixed drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a decent beer selection as well.
They do.
And they've got a menu that kind of caters to everyone. I hope and I pray that this place can really stick it out and make it happen. So, because it was fantastic. I mean, I have absolutely zero complaints about this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just...
There was no... And speaking from my point of view, there was my plate and what I had, you know, from the drink to the meat and the sides to that nice little sweetness at the end. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Like, there are times when I'll be out here for various reasons, and I'm honest to God tempted to get a to-go. It's like, call ahead, bake me up some of that Escondidinos, and, you know, put it in fucking Tupperware or something.
You know? I'm not going to lie, that steak that I had...
That was delicious.
That was better than most steaks that I've had at steakhouse.
That one bite I had, I was jealous of you.
Well, that serves you right, because you got the steak the last time, so suck my dick.
What did you have? You're talking delicious.
Yeah, I had something different. I had it was more of a stir, like a Brazilian stir fry.
That's right, I remember that.
And you had the steak.
That was a good
steak,
too.
You know what? Screw you. I win this time.
You're very bitter.
It goes back to Vincent's, let's be honest. Let's call it what
it is.
I will never let you. You know what? And I tried to, and went to the Twins game. I went to a Twins game and tried to have a Vincent's burger. You know what? It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Matter of fact, it's almost appalling. And that's saying something, because the burger was probably pretty good. But I couldn't get past it at my anger and frustration at you.
So really,
to let
it's
that
your own
slide.
Fault. It's your own fault.
No, it's your fault.
If you can't even...
You drive my rage.
You are the driver of my rage.
If
you can't even push through that to enjoy a delicious burger, the fault is yours at that point.
Blinded by
anger. It's really like the Jews in the palace. No, never mind. I don't know where I was going.
Japanese in the tsunami. Too soon?
That's too soon. That's terrible.
Too soon?
That is really terrible.
Too much?
Yeah, a bit. Wow. I was hoping we'd go through the whole show.
Japanese
without
radiation?
Making fun of that.
Don't live by the sea. That's all I'm saying.
It's an island. It's all by the sea.
I know. Why would you live there? I'm fine here.
If they didn't, you wouldn't have sushi.
Good for them. Somebody has to do it. Not me, though.
Are you done? Are you done insulting an entire culture?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. But yes, again, the name is Samba. I'm trying to get through this here. Samba, Taste of Brazil. That's where you gotta look for. It's literally right on the corner of Main Street.
Like First Street.
And,
maybe second, actually.
10th Avenue.
All right.
Not even close. So Main Street 10th.
Round down.
Yeah. It is. It's awesome. I mean.
Yeah. They do have live music Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
$2 cover though.
Okay.
But they do have a Brazilian house band that comes in. So, ideal date place. I have to resign myself to that. This would be a great date place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not first date, but, you know, that comfy date area.
Or it's a good first date area or maybe a good blind date area, because if it's going badly, at least you have awesome food in front of you.
Exactly. Excellent point. Excellent point.
So, this is like...
You've been on a lot of blind dates, haven't you?
Not that many.
Yeah.
But the ones I have been on have been terrible. So.
Well, all right. Two thumbs up for me. Two thumbs way up, and definitely, as far as I'm concerned, an early contender for a well-fitty this year.
I think so. Yeah, it's.
I have no problem and no qualms in saying that this is a very early contender.
Yes. So on that note, I do want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. I do want to thank everyone that listens to us. Thank you. Thank everyone that listens to us. Thank everyone that has already signed up for our iTunes contest. Again, we're giving away a copy of Minnesota Lunch from Pasties to Banh Mi. It's a new book collating various recipes, and it's a word.
No, worst.
I know. I used
chronicle.
That, I used that.
What chronicle?
No. I used it exactly correctly. I'm sorry if my vocabulary blows your mind.
There's so many things about you that blow my mind.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a nice collection of stories about various types of food. It's broken up where each type of food is its own chapter. They're interviewing chefs. They're interviewing farmers. They're doing all this stuff. And then they're also throwing in recipes. It's all edited by James Norton from Heavy Table. I think there's four other Heavy Table writers that were part of it.
Well-Fed Guide Guest.
And Well-Fed Guide Guest. I think only Jim, of the people that have worked on it, I think only Jim's been on the show. I got our copy last week.
You fingerprinted it, yeah.
Flip through it, awesome. It's so cool.
Did you put beefaroni stains on every?
I did.
On every page?
I did. But if you would like to win a copy of that, you have until next Monday to go to our iTunes listing. Just look up Well-Fed Guide to Life and leave a comment on our on that page. We will select one at random. And we'll get you a... We're going to try to get a signed copy to you. It all depends on what James' schedule is like in the next week or so. We'll get you a free copy of the book shipped directly to your home. Because that's how we do it here. None of this you have to come pick it up bullshit.
We ship it. We ship to you.
My favorite all-time shipping kind of where it sounds like shipping is a bonus.
Okay.
Where it was talking about how it will be hand-delivered to you by a uniformed government official, a.k.a. the postman.
You won't even need a sign for it.
It sounds fancy, doesn't it? So all you got to do, go to iTunes, and you have, like I said, until, let's say, noon on Monday. Noon Central Time.
Noonish. We're still screwed up with daylight savings time.
Yeah, we are.
At least I am.
I'm fine biologically, but I work with about four different servers that run about six different time zones today, so it was good times. Thank you guys very much for listening. As always, we recommend you follow us on Facebook, Well-Fed Guide to Life, Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG, Foursquare at Foursquare.com/WellFedGuide. I should really look that up.
I can look it up right now if you keep vamping for another 30 seconds.
Maybe. Just do a search for Well-Fed Guide. If you search for the email address wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com, you'll find us there as well. And you can also email us with that stuff too.
Well-Fed Guide.
Is it Well-Fed Guide?
Yep.
On Foursquare? Excellent. I just found out that Jason Derusha is our friend on Facebook.
Is he now?
Yes.
Nice.
He's another guy I want to get on the show.
I have a good question for him.
Sorry. You will not be allowed on the show. It'll just be me and Jason.
Damn it.
Maybe we'll get Jim on. Maybe he'll be your replacement. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you next week.